You are listening to County National Bank on the radio, making a difference in Lenawee.
Welcome back to the CNB Community Corner, where we share relevant topics and conversation about today's financial world. I'm Steve Kuiper, your friendly neighborhood branch manager, and our program today is a special program that we've entitled A Younger Perspective. We've invited Jacob McKelvey. Jacob has just recently completed an internship with County National Bank. Jacob, thanks for joining us today.
Hi.
So, Jacob, tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, kind of who you are, your goals, what are you doing right now, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I'm a senior in high school right now, so I'm just kind of getting ready to graduate, finishing up all my classes. I'm hoping to just get into the business area in college, hopefully specifically finance, and that's what I'm looking to leading up.
So any specific direction within finance? Because when you say finance, we're talking, you learned through your internship,
yeah.
There's a wide variety. Anything specific, or do we want to save that for a little bit later?
We can save that for a little bit later.
So let me ask, you came into this internship before you started, before you started your first day here. What did you already know? So let's look in the past. Where did you kind of start from? What was your foundation? What did you know and understand about banking and finance?
I knew that within the bank, there's checking accounts, savings accounts. You go here to drop off your money, your checks that gets deposited into your accounts and just kind of that stuff. I didn't know much more than that, just that they dealt with money.
What did you learn through your internship about banking and finance that you did not know previously?
I guess within a bank, I didn't realize how many different positions there were and all the different jobs that go into a bank and keep them running. So I guess that was kind of cool to see. And just County National has like that wealth management section, which I thought was cool that they combined both of them and brought them together. So I thought that was really interesting as well.
In this opportunity to look at this internship, you mentioned that there are a number of different roles kind of in that background, that back office perspective. Mm-hmm. You talk to a good number of people. Which of those roles did you find most attractive? Did you think, you know what, maybe I might like to move in that direction possibly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really liked meeting with the wealth management people, kind of like the financial advising, like wealth management planning, that kind of stuff. I really liked working with them. I thought that was a interesting side of the bank. I just liked helping people with their money and reaching their financial goals and helping them set up for retirement. I thought that was interesting.
So you mentioned being able to help people. What else about that financial management, that wealth management side, did you find attractive?
I like that you got to meet with people a lot. Like, it's a lot of meeting with people one-on-one, seeing what their goals are. There's a lot of interaction between you and your client. So I like that. I like having just interactions with people. You're not just at a desk all day, like crunching numbers and stuff.
So accounting's not for you then?
No, I don't think so.
Looking at the wealth management, looking at the back office, what did you learn about how a bank operates that you did not know before?
I got to meet with Rachel Emery, and she kind of walked me through like the Adrian branch, just walking around all the different things she does throughout the day, all the different security parts of it, and just all the things she does. I also got to meet with Marcy Brown, and she kind of went over like selling your guys's tools and just stuff like that to help businesses. And I thought that was really cool that she got to interact with businesses and try and sell your products to them. So I didn't know that was part of the bank as well.
How do you feel that your internship has changed the way that you view banking and finance?
Just seeing all the different positions, there's so much room to grow. And I think it would keep someone working hard all the time because there's so much room to grow. You want to be able to move into new positions and just keep working up your rank. So I think there's just that drive to always be working hard and not get complacent within the industry of banking. And I think there's just a lot of room to grow.
As a result of your internship, what would you say that sets County National Bank apart from other banks?
Working closely with County National, I just saw how much you guys care about your customers and how much you just prioritize your connection with people. And you guys want to build that trust between the client and you guys. So I think that's really cool. You guys have a priority in your clients and your connection and relationship with them. And I think that's not always there with larger banks. They don't really care much about the customer. They just want your money, and that's what they're kind of focused on, is getting like numbers up, and you guys are focused on your customers first and then the numbers they bring second. One thing I learned throughout the internship was just how much you guys like want to keep people's money secure, and you want that trust between you and the client. You want them to know their money is secure, and I guess in the wealth management side, you want them to know that their money is being managed well and that they're going to get to their financial goals as long as they put their trust in the wealth management employees. And I thought that was really cool.
Trust definitely is a key aspect of banking. What are some obstacles that we can help young adults overcome? Maybe some frustrations that we can help explain or some principles that we need to teach?
Like student debt going into college, I think is big. I don't think a lot of people look at it and see this could affect me for the rest of my life. So I think knowing that debt is not where you want to go, like, yeah, you don't have to start paying it now, but it will end up like coming back to bite you in the butt in the end. So I think just working early to be financially stable and just working towards your goals early and not starting later on.
Starting out life with overwhelming debt is definitely an obstacle. It's always good to get a fresh set of eyes to take a look at something. What changes, maybe in banking overall, so not specifically to County National, but what changes would you like to see within the financial industry?
I know like planning for the future and planning for retirement sounds kind of silly to do when you're young, but I feel like with County National, there's like that wealth management side that's connected to the bank. I think if more banks prioritized getting younger people into like managing their money early, I think that would be key, like maybe adding a few wealth management positions to just help younger people start planning earlier, because it can be too late and you won't be able to meet your goals on time or you won't be able to retire as early as you thought you could. So I guess just really preaching to start planning early and not just focus on, oh yeah, we'll take your money, but you get to decide what you do with it. Just help people with them, like what to do with their money to help them for the future.
If you could communicate anything to the older generation, and I'm going to put some air quotes around older because it's kind of a broad term. Again, so to those of us who have worked to save up, we've tried our best to set up our financial position to get established. Now we're going to pass the reins of banking and the world of finance and the inheritances that we've set up and established. We're going to pass over the control of this financial world down to you, the next generation. What would you tell us?
I think there's a lot of reputation built around my generation, but I think if you can see past the reputation, there are a lot of people that do want to continue the just kind of the ethics and just the hard work that past generations have had. And there really are people that want to manage your money well. They want to have that connection with you. They want your business and they want to have that personal connection and help you reach your goals. A lot of people in my generation that want to do that and want to help in financial and bank industries. So I think just seeing past that reputation, I think, is huge for people.
Give you a chance.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, look past the things that we don't understand and see the heart behind what your generation can offer.
Yeah. Yeah. I think just be confident in us. Don't be hesitant. I think if there's hesitancy, we can kind of sense that. But I think if you go in with confidence with us, that helps our confidence as well. And we have a good mutual relationship here. And confidence is built both ways. So as long as neither of us are hesitant, I think things can go a long way.
Well, that's about all the time that we have today. Thank you again for joining us for the CNB Community Corner. Tune in again every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 6:15 p.m. for more relevant financial discussions about today's ever-changing financial world. This has been A Younger Perspective. I am Steve Kuiper, Branch Manager in Adrian. Our sound engineer is Brad Taphouse, Senior Marketing Specialist. And our special guest today has been Jacob McKelvey. Jacob, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for letting me join this.
Serving Lenawee and Hudson, Adrian, and Tecumseh, County National Bank is banking that stays in the community.